Nawe. The title of her presentation is Challenges for Participatory Research Strategies and Approaches in Alzheimer's Disease. So we'll flip that.
Thank you very much. Good morning. First of all, I want to thank my co-author, Thilo Kroll, who is sitting over there in the audience. The objective of this presentation is to present and to discuss first steps to be taken to be able to facilitate participatory research strategies in dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And it seems to me that this is the only presentation in the disability section regarding the issue of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, but hopefully at the end of my presentation it will be clear why discussions about participatory research strategies and settings are exactly as important in dementia as they are in disability. First of all, we have no relationships to disclose. Okay. The question is, can participatory research approaches be understood as an empowerment process? When involving persons or groups who are the target groups, so to say, in specific research fields, critical observers of participatory research strategies raise doubts whether mere involvement entails real and meaningful participation of affected persons, and also pose the question what meaningful participation is and how to achieve it. And this is even more important and relevant when the research target groups, under quotation marks, as persons with Alzheimer's disease are perceived as being incapable of making reasonable decisions. When it comes to participation of persons with Alzheimer's in research settings, this is a rather passive model of decision-making and participation, as the main societal viewpoint on persons with Alzheimer's disease deprives these persons of being able to contribute to new ways of gathering patients' views, because these patients are not understood as the ideal patients, so to say, under quotation mark, because they are understood as being not able to control their actions. But then the important question is how to conduct research with regard to Alzheimer's patients in a way that it includes these persons. And there is a necessity to challenge and reconsider the status of persons with Alzheimer's disease, and I will go into detail a little bit later what I mean with that. When identifying possible ways of formulating meaningful participatory research strategies, it is important to be aware of knowledge and information flow and hierarchies, about the interaction between different forms of knowledge, and to include the needs and preferences of persons with Alzheimer's disease. And the important thing is that Alzheimer's disease is not understood as a relational matter, which means that the affected person is in interaction with or relation to society, relatives, carers, and so on. To reconsider the presuppositions for participatory research designs means to discuss questions such as those of power relations, the value of lived experience, and the necessity of using other modes of communication, which shape the agenda for rethinking participation of persons with Alzheimer's disease in research settings. I want to give you one example, DASNI, which means Dementia Advocacy and Support Network International. Since its founding in 2000, it supported a lot of research studies involving persons with dementia. DASNI approximately has one third of the members of DASNI have dementia themselves. And it is a worldwide organization by and for those diagnosed with dementia, working together to improve quality of life. So one of these research studies involving persons with dementia is the one from 2006. It was published in 2006, engaging people with early stage Alzheimer's disease in the work of the Alzheimer's Society. This is a Canadian study. And another one is some potential benefits of creating research partnerships with people with Alzheimer's disease. It was published in 2003 by Stephen Sabbat. What we learn in general from examples of participatory research in dementia is that participation much more refers to carers and relatives than to persons with Alzheimer's disease. Hence, this is a very important and also rather provocative question. And this is the question: to which extent are patient advocacy organizations representative for persons with Alzheimer's disease? And who participates in what? Who speaks for whom? And these questions are, of course, already addressed by people with disabilities, but not by by people with Alzheimer's disease and dementia so far. When talking about meaningful participatory research strategies, the question arises, of course, for whom something is meaningful. And in our case, it is, of course, the affected person with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, which means that mere involvement and dialogue without any possibility to change the agenda and therefore to influence the outcome, the problem definition, the implementation, cannot be understood as real and meaningful participation. To involve affected persons as expert patients means to recognize their knowledge and experience as an important resource in research and also practice. And this is, of course, a question of democratic values, social justice, and ethics, which groups to involve in participatory research settings. I have 5 concluding remarks. The first one is that it is about changing the focus. Alzheimer's disease is not perceived as a relational matter, but rather understood as a personal and individual medical problem of the affected person. Hence, dependence and independence is often defined and determined by caregivers and relatives, as changing performance and behavior is viewed by relatives or caregivers as a disappearance of the self. The second point is interpretation matters. Alzheimer's disease is understood as opposed to healthy aging, with a more or less mere clinical and academic interest in this non-normal, non-healthy aging aspect of it. And Tom Kidwood said in a quote, said in the year 2006, no doubt that some abilities are lost during the course of dementia and that patterns of mood and behavior are altered. The controversial question is how the evidence should be interpreted. And this is very important, the interpretation. The third point is it is about abandoning stereotypes. The public image of Alzheimer's disease is not a positive one, mainly informed by stereotypes. Kontos argues that Alzheimer's disease is understood as a living death, a never-ending funeral, and a private hell of devastation. And this, of course, causes fear and anguish and consolidates hierarchies of political necessity, which means that it determines which societal group is entitled for receiving financial support and which research and funding focus is favored. An important aspect of participatory research strategies is to change research designs. Investigators may not be aware that they are excluding individuals. They use research designs, sampling strategies that exclude bases based on research protocol requirements, or they employ research instruments that are not accessible or suitable for older persons or persons who rely on other alternative augmentative communication or forms of communication. And they believe that they include service user views by talking to advocates or caregivers. But such proxy interviews do not necessarily reflect the priorities, views, and experiences of affected persons. And finally, it is about meaningful participation, valid knowledge, and useful information. To involve persons with Alzheimer's disease as research participants is a political and an ethical issue. The basis for doing so could be the so-called deliberative dialogue process formulated by Buchanan and O'Neill in the year 2001, understanding the interests and values of affected persons. This deliberative dialogue process is assigned to assist in creating an inclusive and diverse organization. And it is about the production of the research subject, under quotation marks. It is about participation then, involvement in agenda setting, which relates to the question of the research focus, the reflexivity in the research process, and it is about providing information about the study to participants, which is very important, this way of reflexivity. And this is my last slide. I want to end the presentation with 3 quotes. The first one by the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, saying that there are fluctuations in abilities that affect people's capacity over the long and short term, we should take advantage of the fact that people can still communicate and contribute until the later stages of dementia and of the disease. The second one is by Stephen Sabbat, in the context of one of these DASNY research projects, saying that advantages of engaging people with Alzheimer's disease as research collaborators include, first, what we can learn about psychosocial aspects of their subjective experience, and second, how by supporting aspects of their selfhood, we can enhance the quality of their lives. And as participation is inclusion, I will end with the following quote saying that people benefit from inclusion, passivity is the enemy. Thank you very much.